Imagine a world where 200 million invisible entities exist in a single drop of cave water, or where your healthy lungs harbor 174 previously unknown species. This is the reality of viruses, entities that straddle the boundary between living and non-living, shaping our world in profound ways we're only beginning to comprehend. These microscopic architects have been with us since life's dawn, evolving alongside every creature on Earth. If all Earth's viruses were lined up end to end, they would stretch for 100 million light years, far beyond our galaxy. The word virus itself began as a contradiction in Roman times, meaning both snake venom and human semen, uniting creation and destruction in one concept, a duality that perfectly captures their role in nature. Our understanding of viruses began in the late 1800s when Dutch scientist Adolf Meyer investigated tobacco mosaic disease, devastating European crops. After eliminating fungi and bacteria as causes, Martinus Beijerinck discovered in 1898 that the disease agent passed through filters that trapped all known cellular organisms. He called it a contagious living fluid, or virus, marking the first scientific identification of these boundary-crossing entities. Viruses, though commonly viewed as disease agents, are essential ecological players. Marine viruses eliminate about 20% of ocean bacteria daily, releasing nutrients that feed plankton and generate much of our oxygen. They influence Earth's temperature regulation by affecting cloud formation through marine microorganisms. Remarkably, up to 8% of human DNA derives from ancient viral infections, genetic material now repurposed for vital functions like placenta development. The distinction between us and them has blurred with discoveries of giant viruses approaching bacterial complexity and viruses that infect other viruses. We're not merely coexisting with viruses, we're partially composed of them. This ancient symbiotic relationship has created an evolutionary arms race that shaped life, driving complex immune system development and enhancing genetic diversity through horizontal gene transfer. The common cold represents an ancient viral companion that has followed humanity throughout our evolution. Human rhinoviruses claim about a year of each person's life in bed rest, with adults experiencing 2 to 3 colds annually and children facing 6 to 8. The first documentation appears in the Ebers Papyrus from 3,500 years ago as Resh. Rhinoviruses succeed with remarkable efficiency. With just 10 genes compared to our 20,000, they travel in breath droplets or on surfaces, remaining viable for hours. Once inside the nose, they hijack cellular machinery to produce thousands of viral copies within hours. Notably, our miserable symptoms come not from the virus itself, but from our immune response, cytokines triggering inflammation, fever, and mucus production. The rhinovirus's diversity, over 160 distinct serotypes across 3 major lineages, makes developing a cold vaccine impossible. Yet this annoyance might benefit us, as early childhood exposure appears to train our immune systems, potentially reducing risks of allergies and autoimmune disorders. This relationship exemplifies the complex coevolution between humans and our viral companions. Named from medieval Italian beliefs about stellar influence on health, influenza's elegant name belies its devastating impact. The 1918 pandemic killed 50 to 100 million people, while annual outbreaks infect 1 billion and kill hundreds of thousands. Influenza's danger stems from its remarkable adaptability. With just 13 genes, the virus destroys our airways' protective barriers. Though most infections resolve as our immune system produces antibodies, the virus constantly evolves through 2 mechanisms: antigenic drift, small mutations altering surface proteins, and antigenic shift, different flu viruses mixing genetic segments in a single cell, creating novel combinations. This viral evolution necessitates yearly vaccine updates and explains why pandemic strains emerge from birds, which carry all known human influenza subtypes plus many others. The 2009 H1N1 pandemic resulted from swine, human, and bird flu viruses reassorting in Mexican pigs before jumping to humans. Though it infected 10 to 20% of humanity, it proved milder than previous pandemics, a fortunate outcome in influenza's ongoing evolutionary game. The mythical jackalope, a rabbit with antlers, contains a surprising truth. In the 1930s, Richard Shope discovered that rabbits sometimes develop horn-shaped growths caused by papillomaviruses. These viruses have existed for over 400 million years, infecting various vertebrates. Their family tree mirrors their host's evolutionary relationships, suggesting our aquatic ancestors were already infected. Unlike benign rabbit horns, certain human papillomavirus, HPV strains, cause deadly cancers. This knowledge led to effective HPV vaccines. Countries with strong vaccination programs have seen dramatic reductions in precancerous growths, potentially eradicating these virus strains within their borders. Genetic evidence suggests modern humans acquired some HPV strains through interbreeding with Neanderthals and Denisovans. These viral lineages remain common in non-African populations today. Scientists now recognize that viruses cause about 11% of all cancers, including liver cancer from hepatitis viruses and tumors from Epstein-Barr virus, all potentially preventable through vaccination. This transforms our view of viruses from mere pathogens to powerful evolutionary forces that have shaped our genomes and continue to influence human health. The discovery that viruses dominate our oceans began with what seemed like a mistake. In 1986, graduate student Lita Proctor found a staggering abundance of viruses in seawater, an estimated 100 billion per liter. Though initially doubted, subsequent studies confirmed viruses exist everywhere from deep-sea trenches to Arctic ice. The ocean contains approximately 10 nonillion, 10 to the 31 viruses, a weight equal to 75 million blue whales. These ocean viruses primarily target bacteria and microbes, not humans. Marine phages infect new microbes 100 billion trillion times per second and kill 15 to 40% of ocean bacteria daily. This viral predation controls bacterial populations, including disease-causing ones like Vibrio. When microbes die, they release carbon that fertilizes marine food webs and creates particles that sink to the ocean floor, sequestering carbon. Some marine viruses carry photosynthesis genes, allowing them to harness light energy when infecting hosts. About 10% of Earth's photosynthesis and oxygen production occurs through viral genes. This gene exchange has shaped life's evolution for billions of years, with viruses serving as biology's living matrix, a vast network of genetic exchange influencing everything from ocean chemistry to the air we breathe. In 1992, scientists discovered a mimivirus, 100 times larger than any known before, containing 1,018 genes, approaching bacterial complexity. Researchers soon found other giant viruses worldwide, with the current record holder from the Chilean seafloor containing 2,556 genes. These discoveries challenge fundamental definitions of life. Traditionally, viruses were excluded for lacking ribosomes and metabolic machinery. Yet giant viruses carry genes for DNA repair and protein assembly, capabilities once thought exclusive to cells. When invading amoebae, they create viral factories that function like cells and even host their own parasitic virophages. Rather than drawing artificial boundaries, we might view viruses as part of life's continuum. Humans contain viral genes essential for survival, and Earth's oxygen partly derives from viral bacterial interactions in oceans. Viruses embody their Latin root's dual meaning, both deadly venom and life-giving substance. We aren't simply living alongside viruses, we're partially made of them, breathe oxygen they help produce, and exist in ecosystems they maintain. This interconnection reveals not just scientific insight, but a deeper appreciation for the invisible architects that have shaped our world since its beginning.